Close your outer eyes if you haven't already. And know that truth. That the Lord surely is here for you now. Always. Yesterday, today, and forever. The goodness that is God, the love that is God, the wholeness that is God, is wholly here for you. There's a prayer we say every Sunday. Let's think about the words now. We'll say them later. We pray, the light of God surrounds me. And just contemplate that for a moment. The light of God surrounds you now. You may feel like you're in the dark, but it's not so. The light of God surrounds you. If you feel like you're in the darkness, you're like someone who has their blinds shut and opens them to discover the sun is shining bright. Their room is instantaneously filled with its light. Such is the light of God in your life. You are radiant with God's light. For the Master promised the light of God is in you. Just covered up, like you might cover a lamp with a bushel basket. Let your light shine. And the love of God enfolds you. Like the prodigal son's father longing for his return. God longs to express divine love to you. God's love has no condition. God's love cannot be lost. And we know what love does for us. When we love someone, it makes us believe in them. When brides and grooms come to me, that's why, really. Love has made them believe in each other, given them faith in each other, such that they see themselves building their forever after on their love. And God loves you, which means, even if you don't believe in yourself, God believes in you. Even if you're having trouble having faith in yourself, God has faith in you. Because God loves you. And take that personally. Because it is personal. There is nothing at all impersonal about God's uncompromising love. And the power of God is here to protect you, which is the only real power there is. For darkness is not a power. It just means the power's off. The power of the Almighty is your fortress, your shield. The rod and staff of the Lord, they protect you. So you can be secure. And the presence of God is always watching over you. Not keeping an eye on you like a big brother, but watching over you. Like we watched over our children when they were young. Like our moms and dads watched over us. Even so, the presence of God is watching over us, looking out for us, if we can but open our eyes to see it. God's light and love and power and mindfulness are all on you. God loves you like you are the only thing in the universe. And loves only two others. The one on your right and the one on your left. Oh yes, the one sitting behind you and the one sitting in front of you. God loves each one of us as though we were the only thing there was. God loves you, and you are precious in God's sight. Embrace this. Know it even if you don't see it yet. Know that the catch is waiting for you, right beneath the surface. It's here already. We're not waiting for the harvest. The world is already white with God's harvest. And in the consciousness of God as our present help, let us now complete our prayers as we join together in prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.